When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I am your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Sorry for the audio on Thursday's episode. I've been having some serious internet issues. Just glad we're getting through this one at this point in time. Hope I didn't jinx that as well. But I am here to recap your Thursday baseball action, full day from start to finish, early in the day, all the way to the evening, while giving you a look ahead to Friday. And then Jake Crumpler will take over for the weekend, and I'll be back with you guys on Monday. Let's get up with the latest news and notes here. Orioles promoted prospect Joey Ortiz, kind of surprised some people, promoted him on Thursday. He played second base and hit ninth, went 1-for-3 with 3 RBIs in the minors so far this season. He's hitting 359 with 0 home runs, 1 stolen base, has a little bit of power, like maybe 5 to 10 home run power, and he's got some decent speed, very good hit tool, actually fits this Orioles team very well. It's already got a lot of thump in that lineup, runs like crazy. He could flourish. I don't know how long he'll be up here for. It was a surprise promotion to many, so I'll have to keep an eye on that. Could be a nice little cheap fab acquisition this weekend. So see how the Orioles play him Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before you start putting those bids in. But Joey Ortiz is a name to keep an eye on if you need a little bit of speed, some batting average help, and he should score a handful of runs at the bottom of the order, gets on base, then lets the like of said Mullins, Ryan Mountcastle, and company drive him in. Great news. If you are an Atlanta Braves fan and a fantasy manager of Raisel Iglesias, he began a rehab assignment on Thursday at AAA Gwinnett. 1 innings pitched, 0 hits, 0 walks, 0 earned runs, 1 strikeout, looking sharp, probably another appearance or two maybe, and he'll be back, and they need it because, you know, AJ Minter has filled in well for the Braves, but Thursday did not go well. It was brutal, and he's gotten beat up his last 3 or 4 outings. So it's time for Raisel to come back, reclaim that role to fantasy goodness. The Oakland Athletics activated Domingo Acevedo from the IL, which they need some bullpen depth there. And they placed the option Luis Medina, the youngster that pitched on Wednesday, back to AAA. Acevedo came into the 5th inning, pitched an inning and 2/3 on Thursday. He has some past closing experience with the shuffling with Jurys Familia back there right now. Dustin May on the IL. You never know. Acevedo might find his way in there. I doubt it, but he's another option on a team that might not have a lot of saves anyways, but he's back. Cincinnati Reds placed Graham Ashcraft on the bereavement list, so he should be out for, like, I believe it's at least 3 to 5 days for Ashcraft. And they also placed Will Myers on the IL with COVID, so keep an eye on both those situations. Adam Ottavino of the New York Mets was placed on the paternity list. There's a lot of all-star babies. A lot of all-star babies around baseball. Keep that in mind. Ottavino is starting to take claim to a decent, like maybe 60% or so role of the closing situation for the Mets. I'd imagine he'll slot back in there when he comes back. But for now, while he is gone, enjoying hopefully a healthy birth of his child, that David Robertson will take over full-time closing duties with the Mets. We have a lot of White Sox news here. First off, some good news. Tim Anderson and Hanser Alberto will start the rehab assignments on Friday. Anderson is ahead of schedule, much needed for the depleted shortstop pool around fantasy baseball. So let's hope that one stays strong. Also, we've got the likes of Liam Hendricks. Yes, the Liam Hendricks. I kept saying he's looking great. They're saying he's throwing. He's ahead of schedule. Some people are less optimistic than I am, and I get it. You never know with cancer. But I've always stayed pretty optimistic on this one. He's supposed to come to Chicago early next week, run through some tests, and potentially start a rehab process slash assignment by the end of next week. That is amazing news. I'm not saying he's going to be back anytime soon, but I said a while back I wouldn't be shocked if he's back by like middle of the 3rd week of May, potentially, the way he's moving along. And if he comes back next week and tests out really well with the White Sox, we might get some Liam Hendricks back in our life really soon, which is great to hear. some not so great news, unless you're a Jake Berger manager, because I've been pumping him up in fab columns as a deeper league option. He might not be a deep league option. He went deep again on Thursday, and he might get to play for a while because Yoán Moncada has been battling that back issue. Now reports on Thursday come out that Yoán Moncada is dealing with a protruding disc that is pinching a nerve in his back. Like, back issues are no joke. When you start messing with nerves, that is the worst thing, because that's just like any sudden weird movement can just ruin it all. So this is not good. Not good news for Moncada. He's going to have to get some serious rehab work. Hopefully it doesn't lead to surgery, but that always is an option with pinched nerve situations. So keep an eye on that with, Yoán Moncada. Aaron Judge, we mentioned on yesterday's show that he ran to the locker room after sliding in on a stolen base, and then he came back and DH'd for the game. He was back in the outfield on Thursday, so we were all pretty pumped on that. But he re-aggravated his hip injury. He left the game. That was not great. And Oswaldo Cabrera took his job over in the outfield. Hopefully not a big IL stint for Aaron Judge, but we'll have to see how it goes for the reigning AL MVP. Jameson Taillon played long toss on Thursday as he continues to work back from his injury. Everyone's saying he's moving real quick, real well, so we should be getting Yoán Moncada back much sooner than we'd expect. Jameson Taillon back much sooner than we expect. Last bit of news here, Cary Carpenter, who the slugging Detroit Tiger right fielder, he's been actually playing pretty well. I kind of say that tongue-in-cheek. He made a heck of a catch running into the wall in right field on Thursday, but he had to leave with a shoulder injury. Further testing to take place on Friday, considered day-to-day for now. Hopefully it's nothing too serious. We've seen some nasty shoulder injuries so far. Let's look at some hitting highlights from Thursday here. And the red-hot, yes, red-hot Brandon Drury kept it going against those minuscule Oakland Athletics. Brandon Drury went 2-for-2 with a double, a home run, run scored, 3 RBIs, and 2 walks. So he reached base in 4 at-bats. He has now had multiple hits in 4 straight games with 2 doubles, a triple, and 4 home runs over those 4 games. That would be, count to do the math, 7 extra base hits in 4 games and 12 RBIs. So for those that did not give up on Brandon Drury and actually rostered him this week, I think I rostered him in a couple spots, had him sitting in other spots. That stings. He is feeling it at the plate right now. So keep an eye on that and maybe put him into your lineups while things are going well. That Angels team is doing well. Then again, grain of salt, they face the Oakland Athletics. Just remember that. Another piece of note here, in those Oakland Athletics, Shea Langeliers, I wanted to hit on him because everyone was liking his hit tool last year. Didn't quite pan out. He went 2-for-5 with a home run, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs on Thursday. He was robbed of a grand slam on Tuesday. He's hitting it very, very well. Only hitting .222 on the season, which I get is not ideal. But he has 6 home runs, 13 runs scored, and 13 RBIs for the Oakland A's. He makes for a very, very nice catching option, especially catcher 2 and 2 catcher leagues. So Shea Langeliers, if he's out there, I know he's available in a handful, a good amount of Yahoo leagues, for instance. He should be on your radar, like with Jonah Heim, who I've mentioned, and some Yan Gomes that I'm a big fan of. He's crushing it. We mentioned him on a recent show in the hitting highlights column. So you have some catching options. This happens every season. So look at Shea Langeliers. And then last but not least, like, I could be highlighting all the big names, but I want to get some names you might not be paying attention to right now. And that is Paul DeJong. He returned from the IL, I believe it was on Monday in San Francisco. The Cardinals just wrapped up a 4-game series with the Gigantes. Paul DeJong went 2-for-4 with a home run, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs on Thursday. He's been splitting time, not playing every day, but he's even come in and pinch hit and got some hits. Since returning on Monday, he's hitting .471 with 2 doubles, 2 home runs, and he's only striking out 5.6% of the time. I know, Bubba. Super small sample size. I get it. But Paul DeJong is also a guy only a few years removed from a massive power situation. Okay batting average. Can be very potent. He hits usually 9th so far when he's been entering these games. But it's a lineup that could flip over with the likes of, you know, Edman or Nootbaar or Goldschmidt or Arenado. They have a bunch of talent in that offense. And DeJong could fit in there beautifully if he gets more regular playing time. So for now, deeper league, NL league only, but someone to put on your watch list. If somehow he sneaks into more regular playing time, this could be pretty big for Paul DeJong. For more details on the day's top hitters, make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box on pitcherlist.com. All right, starting pitching highlights from the day. George Kirby, man, he got outdueled by Matt Strom. Strom was outstanding. Only went 60 pitches, though, so that was a bummer, but you're going to expect that with Matt Strom. They're just babying along. He's not been a starter for a long, long, long time, so you just can't go. They want him for most of the season, so you're going to get situations like that, but Strom had the strikeouts working. But we're here to talk about George Kirby. 8 innings pitched, Only one earned. The game was 1-0, folks. 4 hits, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. That's the biggie for me. He had 13 whiffs, 31% CSW on only 89 pitches through 8 innings. Like, if he had 0 runs and went 9, he was well on his way to a Maddux. He was pitching great. I wanted to highlight the 7 Ks because so far in the year, you know, 2.93 ERA, awesome. 3.86 xFIP, just fine. But 24 Ks in 30 and 2/3 innings pitched. So before today's game, it was 17 strikeouts in 22 innings pitched. He needs to get the strikeouts up to become much more of a valuable fantasy pitcher, but the ratios are there for Kirby. He should pick up plenty of wins because he's going to go 6, probably 7 in a lot of outings, 6 for sure, I'd imagine. So a quality start machine. Wins could be coming in bunches, being on a very good Mariners team. We need those strikeouts to come up. Seeing 7 Ks, almost a K per inning, was a big plus against the Philadelphia Phillies. Mitch Keller just continues to do it. The Pirates continue to do it. Let's just say that flat out. Pirates beat up Julio Urias. The Pirates, like, they are a juggernaut right now, which is nuts to talk about. There's been some great tweets on what the Pirates are doing. But Mitch Keller against the Dodgers, 6 innings, 2 earned, 5 hits, only 1 walk, which is huge. 10 punch-outs, 10 strikeouts to the Los Angeles Dodgers out of his 18 outs. That is amazing for Mitch Keller. 16 whiffs, 38% CSW, 97 pitches. He now has a 3.53 ERA, and you're expecting the indicators to say, oh, he's been lucky. He's a 3.74 xFIP. Mitch Keller, dare I say, is living up to the finally the hype we've always wanted. 40 strikeouts and 35 and 2/3 innings pitched. Good on you, Mitch Keller. Last but not least, Logan Webb, 6 2/3, 2 earned, 7 hits, 1 walk, 7 Ks, 13 whiffs, 29% CSW on 102 pitches. Logan Webb continues to rack up strikeouts. That was something that faltered him last season, got people off of him draft season. I know if you listen to some of my shows, I've got an ear to the Giants. They're my team. Webb is a pitch mix changer. He adapts to the game. Last year, he didn't have his fastball as well, so he became a ground ball guy. He's a ground ball guy now, but getting strikeouts again like he did 2 years ago. So Logan Webb is back. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. All right, a couple of relief pitching highlights of the day. Carlos Estevez picked up his 5th save for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and he appears to be back in control of closing duties. It seemed like last week Quijada was taking over. Now Quijada's working earlier in games. Estevez picked up saves on back-to-back games now. He seems to have the role probably at least 65-70%, hopefully. So that is great to see for those that hung on to Carlos Estevez. Craig Kimbrell picked up his 3rd save, and people were like, oh no, what about Jose Alvarado? They gave Jose Alvarado a breather. He's been working hard. He's been a machine. Alvarado's still the dude. Don't panic. This one is interesting, though. Brad Boxberger picked up his 2nd save for the Cubs. He seems to be becoming more of the regular here, especially when you see Michael Fulmer pitched in the 6th inning on Thursday. My Boxberger got the 9th, so keep an eye on that. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com to get more information on all things relief pitching. All right, before we preview Friday's action, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I am your host, Brian Intrican, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Find me on Twitter at BDIntric, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Let's get a quick look at the weather from our friend Mark Paquette.
Thank you very much. Well, looking at today's weather map, it's going to be a stark contrast from this last several weeks where we've had really a pretty remarkable stretch of quiet weather with very little in the way of postponement or delay concerns. But this all comes to a screeching halt across the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic's Great Lakes this weekend. Today's games that look to be in danger of being played are the Nationals and Tigers, especially those two, and the Mets are a little bit as well. They're a little bit on the iffy side, but we're going to see that rain spread northeast into Boston, continue along the I-95 Nationals, Yankees, Mets corridor. It's just going to be a wild weather weekend. Back to you.
Thanks a ton, Mark. We always appreciate your help on the weather. It's been busy for him the last few days. Hopefully it doesn't get too crazy, but it seems like a lot of storms are popping up, and next week we got more rain coming to the West Coast, so be ready for that. Some DFS targets on your Friday. We have an 11-game main slate, a couple early games. The Padres and Giants don't play because they're traveling to Mexico City. So Saturday and Sunday, the Giants and Padres in Mexico City. I know you got Musgrove Darvish for the Padres. That is at high altitude. It makes Coors Field look small. So be careful if you're rostering pitchers in those two games. That's all I'm going to say. But for some bats to look at here, I'm going to keep riding the Red Hot Pirates, especially against former Pirate Chad Kuhl. That is a great one to take a look at. I love me some Atlanta Braves versus Peterson. Peterson might be a swan song pretty soon. So go there. And then you obviously have Coors Field in play with Freeland versus Merrill Kelly. So you have some options there. Pitching isn't as great on Friday, so you have a lot of ways to navigate bats in DFS, but those are the main ones I'm looking to target. On the mound, Jacob DeGrom, he's been amazing. He's been great. Even bounced back from leaving two starts to go early. He gets the New York Yankees, and they might be without Aaron Judge, which makes them even worse. Like, they are playing bad, kind of like they were in the second half of last season. Judge was the highlight then. Judge might not be there. This is a strikeout machine. DeGrom, look at your K props. This could be a really, really great spot to go for Jacob DeGrom. I also want Max Fried. He's building up his stamina after being on the IL. He's pitched a couple starts now. Gets to take on the New York Mets. A good New York Mets team, but Fried has shown he can handle even the best of teams when healthy. So I want to see how he looks in that one. And I think at his price point in DFS, there's a lot to like there. Some things I'm looking forward to on Friday. Again, we have some fun games. I want to see DeGrom versus the Yankees, and more importantly, DeGrom versus Clark Schmidt. Schmidt looked like a whole different pitcher in his last start. The pitch mix changes. He was getting swings and misses. Can that be a back-to-back start thing? Can this be something we can repeat with Clark Schmidt and be the guy we hoped he could be? So I'm looking forward to that, DeGrom versus Schmidt in that battle. And Texas's offense can be sneaky powerful at times. So it's a really good test for Schmidt, especially the lefties in that lineup. He'd really get to Schmidt with like Nate Lowe and company. So I'm looking forward to DeGrom versus Schmidt. And then I love it. We got the Astros versus the Phillies. You got Framber Valdez versus Aaron Nola. Framber's been great. He's been a quality start machine, eating innings, seven-plus innings almost every start, doing his thing. But you get Nola now, who's been scuffling tremendously. So I'm really, really looking forward to that one. And then last but not least, Lucas Giolito's coming off the bereavement list. He takes on the red-hot Tampa Bay Rays. Dylan Cease just got beat up by the Rays. Giolito has looked really good his last couple starts, like the Giolito of old. This is a big test. This is like the litmus test of, hey, has he turned that corner back to being Lucas Giolito that we all knew him as? So I'm looking forward to seeing that versus Tampa Bay. Before we head on out of here, make sure you go look at pitcherlist.com and go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You get all the awesome tools. You get the calculators, the projections. You get, most importantly, the Discord, which is popping all the time. Go check that out. They're working on great things. I know I heard Nick say if you sign up for the rest of the year, you get like draft stuff for next year already. They got just amazing tools coming your way at pitcherlist.com. So go become a member, PL Pro, PL Plus. You will not regret it. But that'll do it, folks. I will be back with you guys on Monday. Jake Crumpler will be doing a great job as always, filling in for me over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I hope you guys have a great weekend and enjoy your Friday of action of baseball. But I'll be back with you guys later. This was your First Pitch Podcast, Friday, April 28th. Y'all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.